This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
And I say, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. If you could learn to work and play and get along with each other.
Welcome everybody to Wednesday War Games, episode number 57, and now a dramatic reading of the Arthur lyrics. Every day when you're walking down the street, and everybody that you meet has an original point of view, and I say, hey! You're supposed to do the backup, hey.
Hey!
What a wonderful kind of day, if you can learn to work and play, and get along with each other. You got to listen to your heart, listen to the beat,
listen to the rhythm of the street.
Up your eyes, open up your ears, get together and make things better by working together. It's a simple
work
message,
together.
And it comes from the heart.
From the heart.
Believe in yourself.
You got to believe in yourself.
Because that's
and
the
that's
place
the
to, start.
Way to start.
And I say, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. If we can learn to work and get along with each other. Welcome, everybody.
I become.
Never.
Get out of here with these songs.
We are only Arthur now.
A Judas in my podcast.
We're just going to pivot to being an Arthur review podcast. And that's all anybody
ever
wanted.
How many episodes of Arthur out there?
Oh, there's a lot of episodes of Arthur. Arthur TV show. This is what we
you
can
know
do.
What my favorite Arthur episode was?
What?
One where he went to the library and he got a library card.
There has been 246 episodes of Arthur.
Hell yeah.
That
That's more than a year.
For like five years of Arthur.
That could sustain us for the foreseeable future.
That's okay. This is what this podcast is going to be. We're just going to try and work out what this podcast is going to be in the future on this podcast live.
But no reason.
None whatsoever. Liam, how are you doing? How's Australia? You still really warm?
Actually, it's kind of cooled down.
Weather.
So that's pleasant.
Because it's quite cold here and I don't like it. It's been a pretty cold week. It's been frosty. It's
currently 17 degrees.
You see, that's a hot summer's day for us. That's delightful.
Yeah, it's delightful at midnight as well,
No, it's never warmer than 10 here at midnight. And even 10 for us is like, oh, geez, couldn't sleep last night. Because that's the way we
couldn't sleep last night either. Just different reasons.
Many different reasons. Game awards are this week. Wednesday,
oh,
War
yeah.
Games.
War Games.
Cyberpunk's out next week.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, this is the War Games week of War Games, nonetheless.
Yeah,
no
yeah,
less, even
yeah.
Not nonetheless. That's a different thing altogether.
Obviously, you know, a lot of good choices.
Mm-hmm. You can vote for, say, Hades should be Game of the Year. Come on.
I mean, I haven't played it, but I want it to be.
Let me look at the nominees. I don't even remember the game.
Yeah, because like four of them have already been knocked out. I know that Among Us is eligible, and didn't that come out like 5 years ago?
No, that's the People's Choice Awards. That's not the Game of the Year award.
Oh.
Game of the Year nominees are Animal Crossing, New Horizons, Doom Eternal, which isn't great. Final Fantasy VII Remake, which also isn't great. Ghost of Tsushima, which also isn't great. Hades, which is Game of the Year. And The Last of Us 2, which I haven't played.
Yeah, I'd be happy with anything, probably, except Doom.
It's Hades or Last of Us. Because like Hades will get the kind of underdog, kind of like against the grain pick. And Last of Us is like the
that,
obvious pick.
The Salt one, the Salt platformer that did well.
Which?
The one that everyone loved, the indie game that like won a bunch of Game of the Year awards a couple years back.
Outer Wilds?
No. It was the little like pixely platformer deal.
Oh, Celeste?
Yeah.
Have you not played Celeste?
I have not played Celeste.
It's a very good game.
Apparently so.
Best game direction, of course, Liam. Final Fantasy VII Remake, Ghost of Tsushima, Hades, Half-Life Alyx, or The Last of Us Part 2.
I'm going to give it... I'm the official... Votura. I'm going to give that one to Ghost of Tsushima, guys.
Because it's the only game of those you've played?
Well, no, because it has very pretty directed cutscenes, obviously.
Have you finished it?
Yeah.
Have you actually finished it?
Yeah.
Oh, well done. One of the three games Liam's played this year. Talking about doing a video game podcast, but then it's like, Liam, you don't play enough games to do a video game podcast.
Once we start up that Patreon to so I can afford them.
The Patreon is solely to pay for Liam's games. That's very interesting categories. Best art direction, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Ghost of Tsushima, Hades, Ori and the Will and the Wisp, Last of All this. It's like the same four games in all these damn categories.
That's what it is every year, though. Like, obviously, we'll all watch the Game Awards for the two real reasons. To see what games are announced.
Mm-hmm.
And to watch the video game medley.
Hey, Reggie is there this year. What more do you need?
Phil to be there.
Best indie game, Carrion, Fall Guys, Hades, Spelunky 2.
I mean, Fall Guys should probably win that.
It's not the best of those games. It's the most popular of those games, but it's not the best of
probably,
those games.
Probably deserves to win.
No.
How is that not for the people's choice?
Interesting question. It's a good question to which I don't have a great answer. Of those games, Carrion's a better game, Hades is a better game, Spelunky 2 is a better game, and Spiritfarer is a better game. Get out of here with your freaking Fall Guys should win just because it's popular.
Carry on my wayward son.
Carry on my wayward cross, you mean.
Did you know that show ended?
Dreams.
I like dreams.
This is going to be the entire podcast, just reading the Game Awards nominees.
Mm-hmm.
Best multiplayer game, you could have Animal Crossing New Horizons, you could have Among Us, which again, as you mentioned, is a game that was released in 2018, but nonetheless is a Game Awards nominee.
I vote for Call of Duty Warzone,
which is a nominee, and Fall Guys and Valorant. Content Creator of the Year, which I was not nominated, Liam, by the way. My YouTube channel.
You went very hard against content.
Listen, I've published like 10 videos this year. That's not bad.
No, but you were very anti-content. I don't think they would allow an anti-content creator.
I'm not anti-content. I'm anti the word content.
Like, it's literally in the award, Gary.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I published 17 videos this year. I'm a YouTuber. I hate that. Oh, God. I've never felt more about that.
Well. No podcaster.
Also, Wednesday War Games, of course, goes on YouTube. Yeah. Well, there's still Magic by Design at magicbydesign.buzzsprout.com. You can listen to that. Most anticipated game? You got Elden Rings. You got God of War sequel. You got Halo Infinite. You got Horizon Forbidden West. You got Resident Evil Village. You got the sequel to Breath of the Wild.
I'm gonna go... Well, the sequel to Breath of the Wild is nothing. It's not fake. It's a logo. It doesn't exist.
So is Elden Ring? So is God of War sequel?
I'm going to give it to Devil May Cry 6.
Three of these games are logos, Liam.
What a stupid award. This might be our best episode.
It's up there. We did a whole singing of Arthur. What more do you want?
I chucked a sneaky brother in there, so that was my official John Moxley impression.
Ah, well done. And finally paying off all of our podcast bits. Mel, welcome Mel. Wardlow, of course.
Mel's going to get fired.
Rick Mel Gonzalez. In fairness, we would have to end this podcast if Mel didn't work for either of these companies. That's just the law. So
wait, maybe, what are you talking about? Ending a podcast? What?
Maybe we're ahead of our times. You got snakes in the back. You got a John Moxley impression.
The snakes in the back.
A deep analysis of houses and doors is one of our more recent ones.
We did the fun flag bit for a bit.
Oh yeah, we should get a flag. We never got a flag. That's a thing we should have done.
And that should have been our first piece of merch. What's your favorite Assassin's Creed game?
I have only ever played really the first one. And I played a little
really
of Valhalla.
Really trying to stretch this out to 40 minutes, huh?
And I played a little of Origins.
Mm-hmm.
And I played a little of Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
And I played a little of Black Flag.
Ooh.
I even played a little of Liberation. Is that the one I played some of? I played the first hour of a lot of Assassin's Creed games.
My favorite one was the one where they just did Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, nice.
With a Templar and an Assassin.
Hey, why not? Shakespeare, timeless.
I mean, it's a cool concept, and it was in the French Revolution, so that's a cool setting.
Is there like an equivalent of a series that we can peg against Assassin's Creed to do a spin-off podcast?
Tom Clancy.
Tom Clancy.
Metal Gear Solid.
Hey, they don't release yearly. There's not enough games. Call of Duty versus Assassin's Creed.
Do they do Assassin's Creed yearly?
They used to. They don't anymore. It's every 2 years these days.
what things come out weekly, huh?
Well, there's we're gonna do Fox News shows. We're gonna do Hannity versus what's the name of the other guy?
We're gonna do internet political correspondence.
Okay, so there's like Ben Shapiro versus
Anthony Cumia.
I don't know who that is, but sure.
Opie and Anthony.
Sports. There's sports every week.
Mm-hmm.
We could just be a sports podcast.
Yeah. How the Timberwolves got the first draft pick in the NBA.
Good. Who do you think they're going to draft, Liam?
Oh, they already did it. The draft was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, well, was it a good draft?
Yeah.
Well done to the Timberwolves.
They get paid a lot of money.
We should get paid a lot of money.
I forgot who it was. I think it was Anthony Davis got paid $160 million. Should I update? I did a multi on a sports betting app. On the update on how it's going.
Sure, let's go.
Give me a second. I got to open up the vamp. Oh, one last vamp.
This is a bet recommendation podcast now, of course.
Well, you do have experience in that field.
I have worked. This is how it works. We just go to one of the other things I experience working.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Nothing. Our decision to just do this podcast live is a very football? Good idea. It's going really well.
Of course, FC Barcelona, played by JK, beat Liverpool FC, played by Kravark from some esports thing.
You're betting on people playing FIFA? What is wrong with you?
It won.
How are you making informed choices about people playing FIFA?
Paris Saint-Germain.
Paris
Saint-Germain,
but go on.
Saint-Germain. Lost to Real Madrid.
Uh-huh.
Played by Plevis.
Why didn't you just bet on the real PSG?
Because I don't fucking know about that.
Yes, you know about these dudes. They won yesterday. They beat Montpellier. There you go. If you bet on the real PSG, you would have been fine.
That was fine regardless.
That's true. You're just picking randos. Let's talk about FIFA.
My wrestler of the year, Go Shiozaki.
Oh, yeah. He did Noah match this morning. Did he win? I don't know. Is that a spoiler?
Yeah. Who gives a fuck? No spoilers. Retroactive warning.
Even though you just answered my question, but nonetheless.
As I said, retroactive warning.
All right,
Go Shiozaki beat Segura. It went 50 minutes.
Oh, no. That sounds bad.
They were, like, dying by the end of it. And then he's going to face Keiji Muto at Budokan for the title.
Oh, good. Is Muto going to win? Do you think Muto's going to win?
I don't think they're going to end Go Shiozaki's best reign ever by having him lose to Muto, but who knows?
I still haven't watched that last Go Shiozaki match you told me to watch.
I know, you fucking... Or the Kenno Kaito match. No, you watched
I watched Kenno and Kaito.
You didn't watch Kaito and Nakajima.
Mm.
Kenno wrestled Sakuraba, and that was pretty good. It was pretty short.
They seemed like they'd beat each other up.
They did. There was three Japanese shows today. We could do that for walking. DDT versus New Japan versus Noah.
Mm.
Versus Dragon Gate. There was four shows today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
NXT is today, of course, as well, so.
The other
War show. Games.
Do I have to watch that?
Yes, you How do have to watch War Games.
How appropriate.
Or maybe you don't. Maybe we never have to... Do we never have to watch NXT again?
Oh, that would be such a benefit.
Even though we've given it, like, show the week, like, six times.
You said we were going to tiptoe around it?
What are we tiptoeing around?
Oh, nothing. You know, when the show comes back next week...
No, we're going on our completely unexplained Christmas hiatus, Liam, remember?
Yeah, we're going to go travel.
Yeah, travel. And the coronavirus lockdown period where we
can't leave. I'm allowed to leave. My country's pretty cool.
I think we can travel within our own county at the moment, which is nice.
I'm gonna fuck off to Japan. You can't stop me.
Just gonna go see that Go Shiozaki Keiji Muto match.
February 12th.
That's the reason we won't be doing podcasts until then.
Yeah, sorry. I've been co-opted by Gleet. So, yeah. You can't talk about... companies anymore.
They're done.
what else we got? Naruto.
Well, I freaking still pay for Crunchyroll, so every single month I get that Crunchyroll notification. I'm like, I'm still paying for Crunchyroll.
Naruto review podcast coming soon.
Didn't we say that should be the song that plays at the end of our last episode? I mean, no, not our last episode, not anything.
You know what I've learned recently?
Many things.
The structural integrity of a good door.
Uh-huh.
You know, we often talk so willy-nilly about doors.
Right.
And how they should be opened and such.
All the doors should be opened. There should be none that are not allowed.
A good closed door is really helpful for the structural integrity of the house.
You don't want to get robbed. You have to close the door.
Yeah, exactly. You got to close the door.
It's the depths of winter and quite cold. You got to close the door.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you are undressing or doing something private. Yep.
Ooh.
You gotta close the door.
Sometimes there are people that you don't want to knock at the door.
Shouldn't you leave the door open then, though? Because if the door's closed, they're more likely to knock on the door.
Because then they'll just walk into your house.
But you have to put, like, a don't knock on the door sign on the door then, though.
No, they can knock, but the door remains there to stop them from coming in.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, good point. Doors with menacing auras. That's surely a Twitter account. Doors with threatening auras is in fact a Facebook account.
I'm gonna gaming hot takes.
I'm looking at pictures of doors with threatening auras, and you know, a lot of the doors with threatening auras, Liam, now that I look at them, a lot of them are open. So maybe you want the doors with threatening auras to be closed.
Yeah. I mean, that's where advocating for closed doors.
Oh, some of these doors are actually quite upset.
In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking, maybe I can pull a Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card. But with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy slab packs at Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. I was able to open an Arena Club slab pack, and I'll be honest, it was a lot better than what you normally do. Say you go to a card show, and there's a random innocuous brown bag of cards, and yeah, you can open it and look, it's gonna be junk. You know what I mean? Like, you know what you're probably gonna get in those. Maybe you find that fun, and sometimes I do. Sometimes I like just opening up cards and saying, ah, hey, look at some random cards or whatever. But if you're really in this game to find value and find particular cards, it sucks to have to buy these mystery packs, and it ends up being, you know, almost nothing. You know, nothing of value. Not with Arena Club. You can display, again, of all available cards, hit rates, grading. So you know that when you're opening up the slab pack, you are going to get something valuable. You are getting something good. And Arena Club, in addition to having those great slab packs we just talked about, is also a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, all that sort of stuff. But those Arena Club slab packs, man, they are revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling, and you can have them officially graded by Arena Club as well. So again, setting these things off, it's going to be officially graded by Arena Club. And the Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform that you have to check out. So right now, I've got a special offer here for Voices of Wrestling Network listeners. You can get 10% off of your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/VOWnet. Again, that's arenaclub.com/VOWnet. Now, that's a crazy offer. That's 10% off a $400 slab pack. $40 off right there. 10% off your first purchase. No matter what that purchase is, 10% off. Again, that's arenaclub.com/VOWnet. arenaclub.com/VOWnet for 10% off your first purchase on Arena Club. And we thank them for sponsoring the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. What's going on, guys? This is Rich from the Flagship Podcast here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. If I could have a moment of your time, I'd like to tell you about one of our sponsors, Eufy Video Lock. Eufy Video Lock is a smart lock, a 2K camera, and a doorbell, all 3-in-1, offering you triple security. So you can have everything in one device rather than installing many pieces on your front door. But it's not just for security. The Eufy Video Lock is also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys, and you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated cameras. Some other great features we love about the Eufy Video Lock is it is easy to install and set up with just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. Keyless entry, no more fumbling for keys when your hands are full. You never have to worry about kids losing keys or passing among renters. You also have 0.3 second fingerprint recognition and 1 second unlocking. Again, 0.3 seconds, it's going to recognize your fingerprints, and in 1 second, it's going to unlock. And with the AI self-learning chip embedded, the more you use it, the more accurate it will be. Also, no battery anxiety. You have a rechargeable battery in there that could last around 4 months, and you will get a low battery notification before it runs out. Passcode unlocking, a remote control with a 2K clear sight, see who's at your door, and control from anywhere through the Eufy app. With enhanced night vision, you can have optimized view even in the evening. You can also secure your package delivery by view and two-way audio. And then best of all, no monthly fee. A bunch of other brands out there are going to charge you a monthly fee. You have your recordings locally and you never have to pay for storage. Customer service, Eufy's got you handled as well. They are on standby for you 24/7, so you can enjoy a worry-free experience with an 18-month warranty, all backed by their professional customer service team. Contact them anytime by telephone, email, or live chat. Personally, as a homeowner, I love my Eufy Video Lock. I have the ability to see what's going on when I'm not home, when packages has arrived. And really the thing I love the most about it, the ease of being able to lock and unlock my doors without having to fumble with my keys and reach in my pocket or wait, no, crap, they're in my backpack, all that sort of stuff. All this is happening while my dogs are barking at me. You know what? Not anymore with the Eufy Video Lock. I touch it. 0.3 second fingerprint recognition, 1 second. Door is unlocked. Much, much easier. So if you want to jump on board with Eufy Video Lock, search Eufy Video Lock. That is E-U-F-Y Video Lock. Again, that's Eufy Video Lock, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/videolock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
Have you seen, this is going to turn into which Twitter accounts have you seen? Have you seen toilets with threatening auras?
Yeah, that's what made me Google the doors one.
Yeah.
Is toilets with threatening auras still going?
My most unpopular opinion is that the community is just too hard on gaming developers and expects too much from their games.
That's not an unpopular opinion, that's just truth. For every game. Like, I don't even know what game he's talking about, it's just true.
No, this is just hot gamer takes.
Oh. By the way, Reuters have now posted the video of the koala on the sprinkler, which I sent to you this morning.
So this they don't know about?
The sprinkler koala video is going viral. I sent it to Liam being like, Liam, this is you being in the heat, because he's from Australia, so it's a koala bear.
Yeah.
It's a very good joke, which I'm now explaining
on the
podcast.
Is that racist?
Just a small bit, you know, just it's like the lie. It's like if you sent me a picture of a potato. Is it racist? Yes. But...
it's lighthearted racism. I would never send you a photo of a potato, especially in such a trying time as now. Let's go to the Discord.
Yeah!
For our questions.
Discord.
There's going to be no one in it right now.
We're going to be like, okay, we're going to put a lot of call for questions right now live on the podcast.
Live call.
Ask questions.
For questions.
Listen, there's 20 people online in the flagship. There's 68 people online. Yeah! We're not going to be able to answer any of these.
Why are you lying to us? Oh, I had a great Twitter bit.
Oh, yes. WCW 2021 is coming. They got 50% of the trademarks for WCW.
Much like I got the 50% of the trademarks, the WWE ECW.
Yes, so you got the Tiffany's of the world.
I'll have you know, we announced the signing of 4 pro wrestlers. DJ Gabriel.
Ah, oh, classic.
Alicia Fox.
Classic again. Does she still work for Dragon. WWE? I don't even know.
No, she's gone. Oh. Dragon 2.
I don't know who that is, but sounds like a good name.
Ryo Tahama.
Oh, yeah. Big Wrestle 1 energy. That's all that matters.
And good pal, Jody the Wrestler.
That's a 5th wrestler, but sure.
I said 5.
You said 4, but we'll take 5.
I said 5. Well, yeah. So, hashtag all extreme.
That's what this podcast is going to be in front. We should do an WWE ECW review podcast. That's what.
No one's ever done that.
Has no one ever done that? I don't know. Is there any series that people haven't covered? All right.
Boom. Here we go.
Uh huh.
1996.
Right.
Every weekly television from ECW, WCW, and WWE.
So basically the Monday Night Wars, but with ECW.
Yeah, that's the difference. That's the X factor.
Just having to watch another show a week.
Hey, I'm watching all the big 2010 shows.
Then we have to talk about TNA. No, I can bury old TNA. That's fine. I can be like...
Wait, what? What do you mean?
2010 TNA stank. There's no problem with that.
What's the problem?
None at all. Whether or not I am intellectually allowed to bury old things. I say allowed.
Yeah,
I have been denied ever being allowed to do anything, but nonetheless.
Yeah, what I've been watching.
Mm-hmm.
Naito.
Right.
2010. He's a little cheating prick.
I miss Stardust Naito. I say this all the time.
He's not even Stardust.
He's still No Limit.
But he's a heel.
Stardust Naito's the best. LIJ Naito sucks.
See, like, I was very much in the Stardust Naito camp. I think I'm in the No Limit Naito camp.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, because he's like a little bit of a prick, and he cheats a bit, and he comes out to do hast.
As one does.
What more do you need? You know what? It's funny watching these 2010 New Japan shows and watching Naito. It really made me understand why people turned on him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he went from having like such like a personality and being such like a bad guy to like straight up being a Tanahashi ripoff.
But he was better that way.
That's fine. But I can understand why that would be rejected.
As the person who was in the Tokyo Dome the day he lost to Okada, tragically. I was Team Naito. I wanted that man to win.
It was a good match.
I mean the earlier one he lost to Naito, not to Okada, not the later one he lost to Okada.
Yeah, I know, the one you're talking about.
Our listeners may not, which is the reason I clarified.
How many times have Naito and Okada wrestled each other at the Dome now?
Isn't it 3?
I think it's 4-3?
There's the 2014 Naito one.
Naito won, and then he lost twice, I guess.
Yeah, and then won once.
Okay. And then remember when he wrestled AJ randomly?
Yeah, I thought that match was good.
That was a random match, though. Then he had that one really good Tanahashi Dome match, too.
Mm.
On the Omega Okada.
He had a match against Keiji Muto.
When Kenny Omega...
Oh, hey, Kenny. New Japan Kenny. Remember Kenny?
Oh, Kenny.
Kenny.
Having the second best match of all time.
Kenny.
Only to be surpassed by his later match with Okada.
So every week...
Every week we review NXT.
We review 2 wrestling shows, one of which is NXT. And this week...
Let's talk about NXT.
We're going to talk about WWE NXT, which opened.
Yeah.
With Damian Priest and Leon Ruff against Legado del Fantasma.
See, this is my problem.
Right.
to get serious for a minute.
We're not going to do 20 minutes of bits. We're actually going to talk about these shows.
I mean, these shows?
Yes!
I mean, might as well, for old time's sake, talk about NXT. They booked themselves in a classic no-win scenario.
Right.
Why do they keep doing this to themselves?
I'm sick of jokey Leon Ruff.
He wasn't jokey here.
But like when he was like getting the tag in on the at the end of the match, when he was like, the way they did that, it was like, you know, letting frickin' Damian Priest let his 10-year-old brother hit a frog splash.
I can't do this. I can't do the bit. I can't just review NXT.
But it's still annoying. I'm just let him win.
Yeah.
Not be like the giddy guy jumping up and down on the apron, and Damian Priest is like, "Oh shucks, go on." And that's NXT.
NXT, yeah. There was a ladder match or two.
Is there actually anything on the show worth talking about? Pat McAfee's promo.
Now, the coolest, Tyler Rust.
Uh huh.
Which is his new name. He just beat up Ciampa, which was cool.
He's friend of Tim Thatcher.
And then Thatcher cut a promo where he's like, he took initiative. And I was like, that's charming. And that's my match of the week. Tim Thatcher's promo.
You know what? Usually I'd be like, Liam, you can't pick a match for match or a promo for match of the week. But who needs format anymore? Liam, you can pick a promo for match of the week.
I'm throwing it up in the air.
Okay. That's our show. For people that don't actually get it, this is going to be such a confusing podcast.
I'm sure we've very explicitly explained it at this point. It's simple message that comes from the heart. Gotta believe in yourself.
You listeners, you've got to believe in yourself. Because the real winners of the Wednesday War Games are the fans. They're you, the people. You're the lifeblood of the wrestling industry, the heart and soul. You're what keeps everything going. And without you, there would be no NXT. There would be no other company with three-letter initials. There would be no Wednesday War Games. And while me and Liam go into our totally rational, entirely unexplained winter hiatus, we want to thank you for listening. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, you can vote in the poll, which we just posted. And a certain company has won by 66% to 33%.
Wow, good work, that company.
If you'd like more coverage of certain companies in your podcasting feed, you can listen to Everything Certain Company.
If you would like any coverage...
If you would like more coverage of WWE television shows, you can talk about Shake Them Ropes with Shake Them Ropes and Jeff Hawkins. Hey, Jeff.
You know what? Go subscribe to the Voices of Wrestling Patreon. Go subscribe to the Omar Kasey Patreon.
Give John money.
John deserves all the money. Just a quick thank you to before we go on our, you know, our holiday.
Yes.
You know, just thank you to everyone who was here for the year before our holiday.
Uh-huh. And funded our holiday, obviously, with their list.
Yeah. We thanks to all those Red Circle donations. Thank you.
No, don't donate. Like, people might be like guilted into donating because don't do that. But no one has ever
thank
donated.
Thank you to Get Roman.
Oh, yes, our great sponsors, Get Roman and ZipRecruiter, who were actually the only sources of money this podcast made, so thank you.
Which, thanks for our extensive cruise. That's why we can't do the podcast while we're out cruising, because there's no Wi-Fi on this cruise ship, so we can't even watch the shows.
Thank you to Liam for saying yes to doing the podcast after the first person I asked said no.
He didn't have to say that. Oh, that'll be a great bit.
This entire last 30 minutes?
Yeah, sure. If we lock the War Games account. While we're on our cruise.
Yes, we don't want people other than our loyal 186 followers. You know what? I'm going to name them all. Thank you.
You know what? We're going to read every War Games tweet.
Thank you to Santa of Claus. Thank you to Sam, to Cody, to Rain Trigger, to Michael Coelho, to The Bees, to Mike D, to Jay Saddington, to Rohan Goswami, to Sandesh Parajuli, to Neil David, to Ifarad, to X Wrestling Federation, which I think got the rights to the XWF, maybe. Cat Justin Space, thank you to Griffin. Travis McDowell. Oh, Griffin's doing a bit? Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, he stole my bit. I was the first person to do the parody bit.
Thank you to Patrick Qualman. Thank you to Mick. Thank you to Robert Strever. Thank you to Blank.
I'm going to read a couple. Thank you to Jason Majorowski. Whatever. Thank you to Mitchell Kaufman, son of Andy. Thank you to Sentient Amanita. Thank you to Adam Schinder. Thank you to I Am Cope. And thank you to Xavier Ramirez. Thank you to Anon. Hopefully not the bad kind. Thank you to Bort Simpson. Samson. Thank you to Grip. Hey. Thank you to Whopaholic. Thank you to Elgin Jericho. Sure. Thank you to Poncho Rivas. Thank you to Dick Dinan. Thank you to a big supporter of the show, Julie Joestar, always in the likes and commenting, so we appreciate you. Tiddly Ricks. Buffy's Amend Bangs, at Why is Chester? I was giving the ats out. Why not? At House of Secrets. At AHM99235. At The Real Mamba 95. At The Real Forno. Tyler! Another Voices of Wrestling contributor. Garrison King. The Wrestling Book. Polly123. Just Jacob. You take some.
Josue Vela, Kyle Halvorsen, thank you to Nicolas Stragriget, that's Paul from Slack. Thank you to Ornhoff, thank you to Greg Huff, thank you to Bill, thank you to Unpronounceable Locked Account, so I won't even try to pronounce it because it's a locked account and I respect your privacy. Thank you to Lightning Rod Records, thank you to Drew Ortman, thank you to Christian Burns, and many call the Don West of German commentary. Thank you to Anthony Davies, he did Don West's voice lines in the TNA game. Which I only learned playing the TNA game this year. I was like, why is your name in these credits? It was amazing. Thank you to Anthony Davies. Thank you to, I think I did Anthony Davies twice. Left is right. Thank you to Este Nome e Corto Pa. Thank you to, again, another locked account. See, Liam, we respect people's privacy.
I was rating locked accounts.
Well, you don't respect people's privacy. Thank you to Mike. Thank you to Lewis Gall. Thank you to John Riffenberg. Thank you to Husme55. Thank you to Collection of Letters 619. Thank you to Pistons Pro Wrestling Fans. Thank you to Locked Account. Thank you to Frankie DeJesus. Thank you to Matcha's Infamous. Thank you to Mike Daisley. Thank you to Rohit, not Raju. Thank you to Juan. Thank you to Locked Account. Thank you to Eric Eels, who was also a big supporter. Chester, we should have given a count as well. Chester earlier is another person who gives us lots of comments. Thank you to Omar, Mogul, Danilo the Abyss Walker, SCMH, Jack Quigley, Jazz, not the Jazz, a different Jazz. Thank you to Mark. Thank you to Pluto Reyes. Thank you to Andrew Trahan. Thank you to Drew. Thank you to Daniel Donovan. Thank you to Navad Nimesha.
Thank you
to Lee Mendoza. You take it away.
Thank you to John Moxley. Thank you to Finn Balor. Thank you to Renee.
Oh,
thank
God, we're not even halfway through. Okay, we're done with the Twitter bit. There's way more. And thank you to everyone from Lee Mendoza down as far as our first ever follower.
Thank you to Ken Kidney.
Yeah, thank you to at TNA Wrestling, because that's a double I. Thank you to Travis Zick. Thank you to Shannon, who made our logo. Thank you to Tanner. Thank you to Voices Wrestling.
I think our first follower was actually Connoisseur of Shoot Material.
Yes, which is what this podcast is, I guess. Thank you to Case, who said no to hosting this podcast before Liam said yes. Thank you to Connor McFall. Thank you to Omri. Yes.
Voices Wrestling for hosting the podcast.
Gratacuba. That's about it. I'm looking at people like Scorpio Corp.
Pinchente. Aaron Quinn.
Jack. You got Jeff Hawkins. You got your Barry Hesses. You got your Kelly Harasses.
Pinchente, friend of the people.
Who I already mentioned, but sure, we'll thank him again.
Oh, sorry, then. Naruki Joy.
Oh, Juan C. Reneo. We can't without mentioning Juan.
Oh, of course.
Dedicated listener.
Oh, Dakota Jones, Voices of Wrestling contributor and fellow last name person.
All right, that's it, I guess. We're going on our completely unexplained winter hiatus that may last longer, but we'll TBD. We'll be back sometime, and if not, we'll just do a random finale episode that has as much wrestling content as this one did.
We probably will do a podcast on something.
Thanks for listening, and bye-bye.
Eventually. Oh, we've got to end it with one final bye.